This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Look, I know we're all a little shaken up by what happened today, and I just think it's important to note that we need to keep praying for the victims. We need to keep praying for the people who were hurt, for their families.
All right, so there's Paul Ryan. We're talking about another train accident. Again, the Speaker of the House, Amtrak passenger train traveling on the wrong track, colliding with a parked freight train in South Carolina on Sunday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So two crew were killed, 116 other people were injured. This is the third fatal crash in how many months? Starting back in December with that debacle in Seattle. Wow. This time it happened at 2:35 in the morning, Eastern Time, derailed right near Columbia. What happened was a freight train smashed into the Amtrak train. They were on the wrong track. The Amtrak, it looks like the Amtrak train was the one on the wrong track. The freight train, which didn't have anyone aboard, was on the right track, but they smashed. So it's just absolutely terrible. So you've got mangled metal everywhere. Four cars of the freight train are crumpled, look like tinfoil, but they're still on the tracks. They're going through it, processing it. You have a fuel leakage, but they're cleaning that up, and that's contained. It's more about the human life. So two people killed, and then all these other people injured, one of them in critical condition. Very sad. The Amtrak engineer was just 54 years old from Savannah, and a conductor from Orange Park, Florida, 36, and they were killed in this accident. Of course they were, because those trains smashed at who knows what the speed was when they hit each other. So absolutely awful. We'll see what the National Transportation Safety Board comes up with in that case. It makes you think about traveling on an Amtrak, doesn't it? Not to be overly paranoid, but how many accidents? Wrong track, whoops, we did this, oh, somebody was texting. I mean, who knows what the reason is in this case for the track switch, but they'll uncover it, I'm sure, after the investigation. Philadelphia Eagles have fans still in the streets, I'm told, at this hour going nuts in Philly over their win over the Patriots' first Super Bowl win. 41-33 final score. The backup quarterback, Nick Foles, the MVP. People were all over Philadelphia about no way do they win. They're dogs. They're underdogs. And this was the team that truly embraced the whole underdog theme. So the Super Bowl MVP was Nick Foles. And the question was he nervous going into this?
You never really know what it's going to be like when you're going to a Super Bowl. I've never been here before, so there are normal nerves. You got butterflies. I mean, it's a big game. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this.
It doesn't get any bigger than that, and he was phenomenal. 373 passing yards, yes, in the win. 41-33, like I said, should have been MVP. Some of the things that happened in that game were incredible. The amazing drive to Zach Ertz, who was the receiver, made a bobbling touchdown catch that had to survive a replay review, an exhausted defense came up with two stands in the final moments, and that was part of the story. So for the first time, the Eagles are flying, soaring, whatever you want to call it, because they haven't won before. Jake Elliott's 46-yard field goal gave them the 8-point lead, and boy, oh boy, it was survival in the very end of this, and they did. They survived and thrived, and now there's going to be a party in Philadelphia, which apparently is still going on, and on Broad Street, it's going to be a big moment. It is a big moment for Philly fans. And firsts are great. It's just like the Chicago Cubs, how long they had to wait. There was a guy in the There's a guy that was in Minneapolis, 99-year-old fan of the Eagles, and they showed him on camera a couple of times. And what a cool thing. Phil Basser, his name was. So Phil Basser, they showed him. He's like the most popular man now in Philly, because they're saying he's like this, the oldest man. He's a good luck charm. And how cool is that? He was there for that game. You know, thinking he would never see Philadelphia win. And I just love the shots of him. I mean, just, oh, waited a lifetime, he said. Waited a lifetime for that to happen. And, you know, he was actually born 15 years before the Eagles even were in their inaugural season in 1933. So he got suite tickets. The Eagles gave him suite tickets for the championship game. They took him to the Super Bowl, and I think that is so cool. He's lived in Philadelphia since 1988. I love stories like that. And on 4th of July, he will be 100 years old. 100 years old. And I just think it was such a good luck charm in a way for them. And there were other stories like that, as they are for in other cities, but I don't know that I've ever heard a 99-year-old fan. Foles, the MVP champ, is a kid from Texas who played in a Texas high school, same one as Drew Brees played, and Drew Brees gave him some advice, I guess, before the game, and, you know, a week or so before the game, and he knocked it out of the park, and it could have really gone either way. It was a very close, nail-biter Super Bowl, but a very, very exciting one. I know so many of you want to know whether or not anybody nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. Oh, I wish I could say that somebody had nailed the score, but we get out of the season without somebody doing it. You know, in the history of the show, we have had two winners in the past who have done that. And it's just one of those things. It's you can't be like horseshoes. You have to just nail it directly. So nobody came close to this, by the way. But try again. And maybe you get lucky next time around. I don't know. It's just difficult. It's difficult to do. But it's fun that you play along, and maybe we get the winner, like I said, another time. Maybe we get the winner another time. I wanted to say this because, as I call it, I'm going to call it my moment of the week. Last week, I thought one of the most brilliant things that I saw was a piece of video of a father lunging at Larry Nassar, or Nazar, who was the abusive gymnastics coach. And because he's the father of three girls who might have been abused by him. His name was Randall Margraves, and I just love that he did that. I'm sorry. I love that he went after him, because this guy so deserves everything he gets, and he will never see the light of day. But I love what they've done in Michigan, where he's had to listen to all the victims say their piece and not just let him slide off into that whole sentencing thing. And good for that father who just had enough. I mean, they wrestled him to the ground, but he at least had a chance to kind of lunge at him. I can only imagine what he was thinking. All right, stay with us. It's about the numbers. We're talking about it next on America Tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Gemini, look around. There's numbers everywhere. I'm going to say number one in the class category. Something we found out after the Super Bowl is Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's wife, turned that loss, the Patriots' 41-33 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, as a teaching moment for her children. Two of them were crying. They're not used to that, right? And she said she told her kids they haven't won in a million years. They haven't won in a million years. So I guess at one point her 5-year-old daughter Vivian blurted out, "The Eagles won the Super Bowl." And she said, "Just this time, Daddy won 5. They never won before." I thought that was pretty funny that the kids were upset. And, I mean, even the 10-year-old boy, the oldest one, was stoic on the sidelines. You know, because it's true. They're just used to him winning all the time. And then all of a sudden, whoops, not winning. What do you tell Daddy, right? What do you tell the kids that Daddy didn't win? That's so unusual. How about this Bitcoin? Are you a Bitcoin fan? Bitcoin's value has dipped below, they say, 8,000. For the first time in 11 weeks because of this cryptocurrency sell-off. So it fell as low as 7,695 on and change on Friday. First time it's fallen below that number before. You know, there's all this wrangling about cryptocurrency and what does it mean and where is it going, and more people are talking about cryptocurrency, although Warren Buffett was on CNBC last month and he said cryptocurrencies were likely to come to a bad ending. And I have a conversation coming up with Steve Forbes, and he's not a big fan of cryptocurrency either, so you'll hear that. It was thrilling to get a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes, of course the chief behind the Forbes empire now, I'll call him that, and you'll get to hear what he had to say to me. We talked about a flat tax and some other things too as well. Bouncing to a couple of other numbers, here's a couple of interesting numbers for you, and it includes this. How about the airlines setting a record for filling seats on planes in 2017? Can I have a dollar for that seat? We need to fill the seat. No, I'm just kidding. But they did set a record. The average load, that's what we're called. We're loads. We're part of a load. 81.4% worldwide. How about that? They say planes were more crowded despite a 6.3% growth in capacity. So more planes and more seats on them. Demand, as was measured in the average distance the passengers paid to fly, it grew 7.6% for the first year, including 4% in North America. They say rising fuel costs have dampened expectations for this year. The airlines are, they're beginning to warn of fare hikes to keep pace. Ooh, get your airline tickets now. That's the lesson in that, right? So if you've got to order an airline ticket, snap it up. But I'm not surprised, because it seemed like every time I was flying, every seat was taken. So that's a high percentage that they were able to fill that many seats. All right, let's bounce to some other numbers. How about this? Hiring is on the rise, and wages are steadying out too. So that's causing an interesting move on the financial side of, I'll call it the financial side of the ledger, if you will, for what's happening in the country. You know, there are certain areas, especially where hiring is up. One of them is, meaning there's more jobs. One of those places is in Texas. There are a lot of jobs in Texas. So employers added 200,000 jobs in January, and that topped the forecast overall. And that's why that's why those numbers are so big. How about this? Americans, they say, during the Super Bowl, they can't verify this 100%, but based on what they're selling, Americans ate 1.35 billion wings during the Super Bowl. That's a lot of wings. 1.35 billion? Oh, you know, there's something about wings, I guess, and wings and going to a Super Bowl party, because that's one of those pickup foods, pizzas, chicken wings, all of that. As for pizzas, over 50 million pizzas are sold, and that's give or take, 50 million. It makes sense to me because, boy, it's so easy to just grab a pizza. Although if you have a big party, the wings seem more likely that you would have done the wing thing, because you have to have what I call pickup food. So that makes more sense to me, that there would be more people picking up that kind of stuff than the other. We turn to tech for some other numbers. And when I look at tech, one of the things I think that is so interesting is the self-driving car. And this is a big moment, because for self-driving cars, Uber is facing off against Waymo in a trial over the race to remove the driver. And it happens this Monday between these two companies. You might not have heard of them. The brawl is over the spinning eyeball on top of a self-driving car roof. Uber says its self-driving car project uses the LIDAR, or light detection and ranging tech, created by their own brain trust. Waymo says, not so fast. We think your LIDAR actually is built using trade secrets stolen from us. You know, in the tech world, this is what happens. because here's what happened, I guess. There's a robotics expert who came up through the ranks at Google's self-driving car program, but then in 2016 left to start a self-driving truck company. A few months later, Uber bought that startup for $700 million. So now, if they bought that and that guy worked for them, well, of course, wouldn't they have trade secrets? That makes sense, doesn't it? Wait, that guy worked, he must have worked for you, right? That'd be interesting to follow it. Because, again, you have to prove all of that. And there's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot at stake here, because this technology is what everybody's wants. And, you know, what's at stake across the board? I'll tell you what's at stake. Company stakes in companies, and $1.4 billion is something else that's up for grabs as far as one of the partners is concerned, because with trade secrets, they're going back and forth over where would those trade secrets come from. I don't know, the whole idea of the self-driving car, in a way, really freaks me out, because obviously somebody is controlling it, they're saying, through this eye and everything. But if we're talking about an area that's all self-driving, okay, that's fine. But the self-driving car, with the way people are driving today, and that self-driving car is on the road, it's not like cruise control. We're talking about completely self-driving. So that's a whole different story when you say that, versus somebody's there operating it. And if there's somebody else connected to it, but not in this case, which I think is kind of freaky a little bit, to tell you the truth. All right, let's move to something else when it comes to numbers. And here's what the numbers say about the flu. I know. I'm back on the flu again. The CDC is saying, if you're worried about symptoms, I said this before, don't take a chance. Go to the doc. Go and get seen. Get it early. Get whatever you think you have. Sore throat, runny, stuffy nose, fever, chills, body aches, headaches, tiredness, whatever that is. You cannot take a chance with that. And also, depending on your age, but it's a deadly illness, because this pneumonia causes inflammation of the heart, brain, muscle tissue, organ tissue. I mean, the flu killed a 10-year-old Connecticut boy who traveled to a hockey tournament. How sad is that? There's 30 children dead from the flu, according to the CDC. And a third of them died before they even could get to a hospital. Because you think, oh, we go through this every year. We can beat this. Let's just get a vaporizer on. And I get it. Because every year you have certain symptoms. But I agree when they say, don't take the chance. Just get in there. Get whatever it is you need. Get it diagnosed and then move on. The flu is making us all blue and crazy, that's for sure. All right, hang with us. A couple of great interviews coming your way next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What was in the news today? Politicians just have nothing to say. They cover up the dirty lies and hope that you go away. Don't waste your time on what is right.
Very excited about our next guest, because boy, do we not talk about this constantly here on America Tonight. Professor Janine Waddell joins us. She's written a book, and you're going to love this title, right? This is like describes the show, what we're talking about constantly. Unaccountable: How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. We've seen recently what happened with all this FIFA nonsense, and then the Clinton Foundation, what's going on there with, oh, yeah, we're getting money from some foreign, from people in foreign companies. And, of course, yes, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And there's much more than that. I mean, there's so many things that each night we could highlight on this. Thanks so much for coming on, Janine. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
So the book, it's really true. This could just totally highlight what we talk about constantly when we talk about politics, but just even kind of world affairs. And I should say you're a professor at George Mason, and certainly this is what you teach. You're an anthropologist and you're a professor at the School of Policy, Government, and International Affairs. Are we at the tipping point with these elite power brokers and seeing all this corruption around us and trying to find the clues as to where it all leads?
Well, it's certainly, this elite corruption certainly is endemic, and it seems to be practiced systemically by these elite power brokers who take on this mishmash of roles in government, business, nonprofits, and media organizations. And the essence of this accountability, and people around the world, including in this country, have been sensing that something has changed and that something is amiss. And I think that is certainly one reason that we see so much loss in trust in formal institutions, whether it's Congress or the government in general or big banks or the media. People have started quite expressively to show that they are less satisfied than they used to be with formal institutions. And you mentioned the Clinton Foundation. Well, what's new about this new corruption? One key thing is that it's much more difficult to call out, to put your finger on, than is corruption that we're used to hearing about in the media. So we can understand FIFA, we can understand the details of that case pretty easily. There's a human face to it. We see the workers who have been disadvantaged, some of them killed in the process of trying to build these huge super stadiums and so on. We see on TV the arrests of these FIFA officials in a five-star Swiss hotel. We can relate to this. We can put a face on it. But what's more difficult to understand and to put a human face on is the machinations of the Clinton Foundation and Bill and Hillary Clinton, and it's much more difficult to trace exactly how that's working. I mean, we know that this guy, Frank Gustra, mining executive, donated to the Clinton Foundation. We know that Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, made decisions that appeared to favor his interests. But how can we actually call it out and sanction the people who are involved in these kinds of shenanigans? It's much more difficult. And that's why this new institutionalized corruption that I write about is so much more difficult to actually put a finger on, and it's so much more insidious and really dangerous in some ways because it's less visible.
I like the way you said it, less visible, and, you know, talking about that unaccountability. And do you think on the other side of this, as you dug deeper into it, is it just the idea that, well, I'm above it, I'm not going to get caught in the middle of this? Is it just become, this is what we do? And I say this with the Clintons, it's kind of like they're Teflon with this whole foundation thing, which in a way is shocking, because you would think, as you trace that back, that there would be some repercussions, but yet nothing.
Well, what I find is that this behavior has become endemic, and it's across the board. It afflicts Democrats and Republicans. It afflicts elites. This seems to be the way they are operating, seems to be the modus operandi of today's top power brokers, and this is a new pattern. I mean, I'm a social anthropologist. I look at people and I look at the patterns that we collectively create with the organizations that we empower and the institutions that we trust or don't trust. And what I see is how things have changed quite dramatically over the past several decades, and most of us haven't even quite noticed it because things have changed so fast and furiously. But the end of the Cold War and the advent of the digital age and massive privatization have broken down barriers and created these new openings for elites to exercise their power and influence in a system that's more complex and opaque than ever. We talk about the information age, being in the information age, but what I find is that we have an information problem with these elite power brokers. Think about a small town. I grew up in a small town. We all know what everybody does, and we know that people play different roles professionally and personally vis-a-vis each other. You babysit your next-door neighbor's kids. The woman you babysit for might also have been your school teacher. Her husband might be the local banker. You know what people are doing and what they're up to. The problem with today's elite power brokers is it's very difficult to parse. I mean, look at the number of investigative reports that have come out with regard to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And yet, to sort of sort out who is responsible for what and how it works is very difficult. I mean, I recently have been just looking, in my book, Unaccountable, I set up, you know, these overlapping roles. So you've got the Clinton Foundation, it's a nonprofit global initiative. Then you have all the businesses that Clinton advises for, and it's not clear where one ends and the other begins. And then you have celebrity branding, and you enlist others by appealing to their desire to bask in the brand. So you have these annual, Clinton Foundation has these annual dinners that people want to come to. They can bask in the brand, and they can call up favors, call upon favors later on. The Frangustra Enterprise, the Clinton-Gustra Enterprise Partnership, that's one step removed from the Clinton Foundation, and donations come one step removed to it. So again, it's difficult to parse and sort out. And this is the case whether we're talking about the Clintons and these machinations, or whether we're talking about, say, retired generals and admirals who 20 years ago in this country predominantly used to stop working when they retired, or at least not continue to work in the defense industry. Today, predominantly, they continue to work in the defense industry, and that means that they can sit on a government advisory board and have continued access to classified and inside information at the same time that they're setting up a capital venture company, and they can use the information from that first role on the government advisory board for their own use in the company in the capital venture or in consulting for defense companies. And I have a database of, you know, over 800 data points that we put together and the Boston Globe put together, which shows precisely this pattern. And what does this mean? We, the public, have an information problem. We can't know when what those generals are actually, when they're making decisions in the capacity of their private businesses, we can't know whether they're working on behalf of the public, whether they're playing on our team, or whether they're playing on their own team to make money. Same thing with the Clinton Foundation. Same thing with many academic economists who testify before congressional bodies and in the media. I mean, the University of Massachusetts Amherst study found that studied some of the most prominent economists whose names you would recognize and looked at what they were saying in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis and after, what kinds of proposals and reform proposals they were advocating. And this study found that most of the time when these academic economists were testifying before Congress and pronouncing in the media, they identified themselves, were identified as professors from Harvard or Princeton or Yale or George Mason or what have you. And nowhere was it said, nobody said, and by the way, you know, he's also, or I'm also working for an investment bank. So, again, we the public have an information problem. We can't know whether that economist is speaking on behalf of the public, even though that is that's the impression we are getting when he's identified as an academic, or whether there's another agenda at play. So that's what I mean by unaccountable. There is more unaccountability now, unfortunately, built in to our system than there has been at any other time in living memory in the recent past.
Yeah, absolutely incredible stuff. Get it totally. Especially, like you said, the information age with the amount of information that's slamming into us. All right, so Professor Waddell, thanks so much. Pick up the book, Unaccountable, How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather. And obviously, reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill. And you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step. And I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said, but explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. It finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
The key thing is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people, and eventually our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans? Or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes, but we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in Bitcoin as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in Bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system, and it'd be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is we're Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority, because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have a expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank
you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, you know, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the President of the United States back in 1996 and 2000, and primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting. When he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes, Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security, payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax. I love the whole flat tax plan, and I said it there. He really convinced me about that because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life, but I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still, and taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny, he's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.